Welcome to video 6 of module 3 of Personal Mastery. In this video, we'll talk about how the second and third cards are determined. We'll give you 3 examples using 3 cards in the exact same positions, but changing their intentions and how that changes the storyline. Then how the vantage point changes according to the meaning assigned to the position of a card. How do you determine cards 2 and 3? Well, you have to decide in advance of your entire reading what the 3 positions are supposed to tell you. You could have past, present, possible outcome. You can have current situation, hidden influences, highest good. So you can change what they are supposed to tell you. Even though the cards will be identical, the story will be different because they're nuanced. They answer the actual basis of the question according to the position of the card. And if you don't do that in advance, all you're getting, and there's nothing wrong with it, you're getting a story in motion that blends from one to the next because they all have a relationship to the other. But wouldn't you want to get a more determined reading by deciding in advance what those 3 positions are supposed to mean? So here's an example. Let's go with the same anchor card that we talked about in the last video, which is To Be Fair. I pre-selected, or the cards pre-selected themselves, to show me the best way to teach you by demonstrating how to do this. So I got To Be Fair, Round and Round, and Peace. Now, and you guys have this on a PDF too, so you can look it up. So the past card, if I use To Be Fair for the past, we know that you're coming out of a situation that has been resolved or brought into balance. That's when it's the past. Now, if it's the present, means Round and Round says that you are revisiting the same thing over and over again because you haven't learned something and are being given the opportunity to do it differently. So when you put those 2 cards together, whatever was resolved now is coming up, you get a chance to do it differently. Now, the last card here represents the possible outcome. And in this case, Peace represents the listening to the other 2 cards to say, you know what, since I've resolved this and I want to do it differently, then I can be at peace, then I know that I've overcome this and I can move on. So that's what that would mean. Let's say those 3 exact cards are in the same, you know, your position 1, position 2, position 3, but the meanings of the positions will have changed. So let's look at current situation, hidden influences, and highest good. So if the current situation is To Be Fair, it changes it. It means that everything is in balance. You're feeling good, justice has been served, and you're in a position to be fair, or you can show fairness to others. Or you're actually in a state of balance right now. So that's really good. Your focus is on balance. That's your first position. If Round and Round is the hidden influence, then that means you can't see it. So Round and Round is saying that perhaps somewhere in the past, you had to learn something, and now you're getting an opportunity to do that thing differently because right now the hidden influences are showing you that there are certain patterns of behavior or patterns of experience that you have experienced already. You've already overcome it, so you're looking at, you know what, this is the influence that has brought me to this place of fairness. And then the third card would be your highest good. So peace, well, that indicates what to strive for. So if I'm starting with, my starting point is To Be Fair, the hidden influences to Be Fair, that's hidden, says you've come this far. Like I would say that I'd come this far, I've overcome all these things, and that's the hidden influence that I've actually had to learn a lot of pattern recognition to get to this place of wonderful balance right now. That's what they're saying. And to strive for peace, that's what you want. So that's where you're heading for what is my highest good. Peace. That's the action that you want to take is for your highest good, is that card. Now let's do another version of this. And this time we're going to start with what is in motion. Remember we talked about that in the last video. So if we begin with To Be Fair as being in motion, the next card is How Can I Help This? And the third card being What Is My Role? It changes the story again. So the first card, To Be Fair, is you already know what we want. Remember this is in motion. What's in motion right now? We know what our intention is. We know things need to be in balance. We are moving into balance. Even in this class, Personal Mastery, that's what you're doing. You're doing the cards. You're starting to realize how spirit loves us. Magic is everywhere. We're in relationship to the conscious universe and the cards love us and everything is good. We're actually seeing that. That's in motion right now for everybody in this course. If I were to use this for us, for example, how can I help this? Well, Be willing to look at your patterns. How can I help this? Round and Round then says, I can help this by paying attention to my patterns, seeing what I haven't overcome yet, and doing what it takes to make a new choice. That's what that would mean if that was in that position. And then at the end is, what is my role? Peace. Remain neutral. Be a neutral observer. That is your role. That's my role right here in that three-card reading. Notice how they changed. The cards were the same, but because of the shift in the story and what you wanted those cards to speak to, you had a subtle difference. Some of them were a little similar, but you really noticed that the story in motion does change because you changed what the positions were supposed to mean. So let's recap what we did just now. What we talked about was cards 2 and 3 and how they're determined by what you expect the cards to speak to. Three examples of three cards remaining in positions 1, 2, and 3, but applying a different intention to the position and how it changes the story in motion because you're requiring them to speak about different subjects in their subsequent positions. Then the same cards, totally different storylines because they're telling you a different way to use their message. So let's go to our last video, video 7, where we're going to be talking all about the clarification card. I'll see you there.